Hi guys, welcome back to After Class with Carissa. My name is Carissa. I'm your host. We had a little bit of technical difficulties. Our mics and our headphones weren't working, so we weren't actually able to talk on the radio for the first like 17 minutes of the show, but that's okay because we're gonna go a few minutes over past 11 to like make up that extra time because we're here now and we were ready. We were so prepared. Then, are you okay?
I was just fixing it.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just pressing pause on the live recording. Hopefully everybody here can hear me now. Let's check. Let's see that. Oh, I have a yay. So I think that means it's successful. Anyways. So this is the first show after the break, and I haven't been in the studio since like November. It's been like over a month because of exam season, and I'm so happy to be back. I'm happier now that the mics are working and I'm actually able to be like talking on the radio. And I also have my friend Ava, who is joining us today. She's been on our previous shows before, a few actually, right? Like maybe three?
Two or three. Yeah.
Anyways, Ava, how was your break?
My break was good. I was really... Oh, Aizen says she can only hear the music.
I turned off the music, like, just now. So hopefully
so
it's...
So does Harley.
Oh, my god.
That's,
goodness.
Like, just now.
Okay. I pressed pause. So... If they, like... Let's do a check. It's okay. We already know we're going over. So we might as well like make sure that everybody can hear us now. Oh my goodness. Technical difficulties.
Are we like, is the live recording started? Like we can see our voices through there, right?
Oh yeah. See, that is like, that's recording us there. And then the live broadcast is like going right here. So we are on air. And then... Nobody's texting us to say if they can hear us. Mom, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
The music is paused and it is muted and off. So hopefully, can they not hear us yet? That's crazy.
No.
That's crazy. Okay, let's see if we're working. Testing.
Hello?
That's music. It's... I'm not playing that music.
Are you hooked up still? Like when you turned it off and on?
My Spotify's not on.
Is it playing like what would play when we're not doing the segment though? You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like it disconnected or something?
That's so weird. I literally don't have music on. And it's playing music. Maybe it's because I stopped the broadcast? I think I could have been.
Because we're recording through the, be there for her. And
literally.
Then she liked Nick, so I feel like that's not wrong. If she knew that Nick and Charlie were a thing, and then she was like, oh, my dog just died, so go out with me and be my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah, I wouldn't
but
like her
no,
back.
She didn't know, and that poor girl was, like, she was hated, and all she did was have a crush on a guy. Like,
yeah,
what's the problem? I also just realized that I have not been recording this literally entire episode because we turned it off when we tried to figure out what was going on, and we didn't turn it back on.
It's too far gone.
The people who are listening to this right now, this is exclusive.
This is. You'll never hear this again.
Yeah, you're not gonna like get to go replay it. Mm-hmm. Like that's just not gonna happen. Mm-hmm. So enjoy it because you just heard like prime content.
Yeah.
Anyways, so. Poor Imogen got so much hate for liking Nick when it literally, like, it was not her fault.
Yeah.
And, like, she was so understanding when he told her, too.
She's an ally.
Like, she... not when he, like, came out to her.
No.
When he told her that he couldn't go out with her.
Yeah.
She
was
so nice about it. Yes. She's an ally.
For now.
She's switching teams?
I don't know. It happens sometimes.
Anyways, so... God, I love Imogen. She's so sweet.
She's cute.
I can't.
She's sweet.
And the whole, like, I remember dying, though, when, like, she was like, oh, her dog died. Like, I have to go out with her.
And rolling in my grave. Like, come on.
Nick is just, it's a good example of his character, too, because he, like, he really sweet. Didn't want to humiliate her in front of everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even though, like, it had no benefit to him mm-hmm. to, like, say yes to that.
Because they were friends, too. Like, you don't want to ruin that friendship.
And it's like he went about it the right way. Like, he wasn't mean to her, but he also did it in a way that didn't, like, affect him. Like, he couldn't just say, like, hey, like, I'm in a relationship with mm-hmm. Charlie. Mm-hmm. He was so understanding with her, which I think was awesome.
Yeah.
And overall, like, this episode was just good. Like, it was great.
Yeah, it's conflict, and then you get the resolve. It's amazing.
The music, the Nick and Charlie content, it was, like, there was a lot of friendship, and there was a lot of romanticness in mm-hmm. it, and it was good. Anyways, do you want to move on to episode 6?
Which one is episode 6? Is it Bully or Girls?
It is Girls.
Dun, dun, dun.
Episode 6, like,
this is when Tara and Darcy get to be together, like, publicly.
Yes. Episode 6, I'll let you, do you want to, like, do the recap for this one?
I'll try.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, so, Nick and his mom are getting ready for movie night, and then they're going to watch Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh my god, I remember that scene.
And there's the Keira Knightley and Orlando Bloom scene, and, Nick's like, oh my gosh, I don't just like Orlando Bloom. I like Keira Knightley and Orlando Bloom, which is very valid. And so then we get on to Tara and Darcy, which is probably my favorite part. And, you know, they're hanging out. And Tara's like, she's come out on social media, like on her Instagram. And it's the picture of her and Darcy. And... And what happens next? That was, like, the most important part.
So they have the concert and the Milkshake Cafe.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
So they have this, like, huge concert. This is another example of Nick being obsessed with Charlie. I don't know where I was going. But Nick is literally, like, Charlie's like, I have a concert. And Nick's like, can I come just to, like, watch you play in a concert? Like, can I be there? And Charlie's like, like, sure, if you want to. And he's like, yeah, I want to be there because I just want to, like, be there with you just to, like, watch you.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, okay, this man, like, he's obsessed.
Yeah.
But no, so they go to the Milkshake Cafe, and it's, like, a triple date.
Yes. Tara and Darcy and Nick and Charlie and Elle, like, and Tal.
They're trying to set up mm-hmm. Elle and Tal, but Elle is mm-hmm. not having it. Like, she's not happy at all about that. But they end up telling Elle about their relationship when they tell her, but they haven't told Tao yet. And as we know, Isaac guessed. So
yeah.
Tao's the only one who doesn't know, which could become problematic in future episodes. Mm-hmm. Hint, hint, nudge.
Could be.
And then they have, do you want to go into detail about, like, the Tara and Darcy scenes, or do you want me to do that?
You can do it.
Okay.
Wait. Oh my gosh.
That was me, guys. What are you looking at?
What's after this?
Bully, number 7.
Like, after the episodes. Oh my gosh. Okay. I just wanted to see it. I wanted the visualization.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's all
so
good.
So unprofessional. Oh my gosh.
I mean, what is this, like, episode of Carissa on the radio if not unprofessional?
Sure. I mean, we're already half an hour behind schedule. Like,
can we, like, just now that the recording is running, for the people who missed the entire first half of the show, we didn't start until half an hour late because the mics and the headphones were not working. And then the music was, like, would not turn off. And it wasn't even music I was playing. It was just random music. And then finally, we, like, stopped the recording. We stopped the broadcast. We, like, tried turning on the broadcast again, like, 3 times. Finally, it started to work. And we forgot to press, like, start again on the recording that's recording that you guys are listening to if you're, like, going through it. So we missed half an episode on here.
It's not our fault.
It's okay. It's the first day back. Next week will be smoother, I'm sure. Anyways, Tara is really struggling with the fact that she's out. Yeah. And because everybody is like being so nasty towards her.
Yes.
And she ends up having like a couple breakdowns and it's like not, it's not going well. Mm-hmm. Nick also comes out to them, which is really great. He tells them about Charlie. But Tara is not having a good time and it's really affecting her mental health.
Yeah.
And she like runs away during the concert before it starts after hearing someone say like a mean comment.
Mm-hmm.
And Darcy comes and finds her and they get locked in this room together. And they talk about how like that's affecting her and they yeah. kind of talk through it together. They realize that like they can get through it together.
Yeah.
And then they make out.
Woo! Woo!
Because what good scene does not end with that?
Exactly.
And then Charlie, Tao, Elle, and Nick end up finding them and like bringing them back. Mm-hmm. So they're like, hey guys, you need to be on stage right now. And they run back to the concert and they do their cute little concert. And it's a moment. That was the gist of episode 6. Episode 6 is like, I feel like it's up there for me too.
Mm-hmm.
Like episode 5, 6, and 3 are pretty top tier, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
But let's, okay. I have the most notes for episode 7.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Episode 7 is fantastic. It is called Bully. Honestly, I think episode 7 is my favorite episode,
okay.
Which is crazy, which mm-hmm. is so crazy because this is like one of the least romantic episodes out of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But so Nick and Charlie go to the cinema together and this is supposed to be with Nick's friends and he mm-hmm. says like Harry and Ben, who are two people who have like bullied Charlie, he's like, oh, they're not gonna be there, don't worry.
Yeah.
And they were there when they get there. So during the movie Ben puts two and two together and realizes that Nick and Charlie are yeah. together. And he, like, after Charlie leaves the cinema, Ben corners him and he tells Charlie that, like, he's like, oh, yeah, like, I know you're getting with him, mm-hmm. but, like, the only reason I ever got with you because I felt sorry for you, like, I'm not gay. It's, like, and in a way, like, it really shows, like, Ben was, like, eating into Charlie because he kind of hated himself.
Yeah, it was projecting.
It was like everything he wanted to say to himself, he used that to say that to Charlie,
yeah.
which is so sad for Charlie because yeah. like my boy did not deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
But Ben is like, that's another, like, Ben is so terrible as a character and he just immediately set up to make Charlie's life.
He's a well-written character.
Yeah,
he's an awful guy.
He's terrible, but like my goodness, the writers, their rent was due. And Sebastian Croft, who plays him, like killed that role.
Mm-hmm.
Like I hated him. He's a beautiful man, but boy did I hate him.
Yep.
Like there was no, I could not stand him. And so during, like, after the movie, they're all walking out. And I actually remember seeing this scene on TikTok before I watched it. And whenever I see it, I get, like, a weird deja vu back to that TikTok when I had seen it and I didn't know what was going on at the time.
Yeah.
But anyways, so Harry is asking Nick, or he's asking Charlie all these weird questions. Like, oh, like, what's it like being gay? Do you fancy, like, Harry Styles? Like,
yeah.
what's going on? And, like, eventually Charlie just leaves and Nick follows him. He's like, no, like, I'm used to it. And Nick goes and confronts Harry about it. He's like, why are you such a jerk? And Harry uses a slur. And it's, like, it's terrible. They get into a fist fight. And, sorry, let me just read my notes. So, Ben confronts Charlie. Harry calls a slur. And then they get into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then we pan out to Elle and Tao. And Elle does something absolutely terrible. Elle outs Nick to Tao. And
right.
she's like, oh, I'm not surprised they got in a fight if it was over Charlie. And Tao is like, is something actually going on? And what Elle should have done here is lied. Lie, lie, lie. Lie your way out of it. Say, oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he hasn't, like, I suspect it, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But no, Elle straight up, like, outs Nick, which never would, like, it did not happen in the book. It would not have happened in the book.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
And, like, a lot of people really hated her for that, like, obviously, rightfully, because, like, and, like, book Elle would have never done that.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to ignore that scene and pretend that it never happened because it's not real.
He just
and
happened to find out.
Yeah. It was, like, he heard it through the grapevine, you know?
Yeah.
But anyways, so the next day, Charlie sees that they've gotten in a fight and he tries to break up with Nick because he thinks it's his fault.
Mm-hmm.
and Tori also. Tori is Nick's Charlie's sister, and she is like literally everything. All of her lines are so funny, but she literally, and I remember specifically in this scene, she's like, I'm like 95% sure it was Harry's fault and I wasn't even there. I was like, literally, yeah. Like facts.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, so Harry and Tao get into a fight at the end of the episode, and then Tao ends up like screaming at Charlie about why he didn't tell him, like, what are you doing? And they play Stormy Eyes, and it's by, I think it's Lincoln. That's not how the song goes. But
go up, Stormy.
Rise and shine. Oh my god, no. So that song is literally like one of the most perfect picks. Like if you go back and you watch it, like find where Stormy Eyes is at the end of episode 7, it is like literally a masterpiece. It is fantastic. And I stand by that. That song was put into like a lot of my playlists for a while because I was obsessed with it.
I mean, I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I'm shocked.
Listen, I think Why Am I Like This? Or Luke Garland.
That's fair. That's fair.
Amazing, amazing pick. Let's get so real.
I love the one that plays during the thing, but Stormy Eyes is just like, it's a song you play in the dark, and I love songs you play in the dark. You know.
Yeah, I hear that.
Anyways, so episode 7 overall, like I think episode 7 is just done so well. Other than the scene with Elle and Tao, like that one is superior.
Yeah. And then, but I mean, like, is Elle gonna lie to Tao? Because, you know, like, that's the thing.
It's like, Elle likes Tao, but she put her relationship with Tao over outing Nick. Like, truth. She outed Nick.
Did she know? That's true. But did she know that Tao didn't know?
Yeah. She did know. Because Tao was asking, he was like, is there something actually going on there? Yeah. And she's like, yeah, there is. And, like,
how do you not know, Tao? Let's get so real. How do you not know?
Tao is so clueless. Like, could you, like... He should have caught on, but that's okay.
He needed to stop being so angry at everybody. Just breathe, buddy. Just breathe.
So, episode number 8 is called Boyfriend. And this half of this episode was actually not in the books at all. Like, the comics.
Yeah.
So, they have... It's called Truman Higgs Sports Day. And that, it was not a thing. It did not exist, not even a little bit.
Yeah.
But I actually do like what they did with it. Like, I'm happy that it was in the series. I think it was good. Mm-hmm. The episode starts, Charlie quits the rugby team.
Oh.
And Tao, like, still won't be friends with Charlie. He's holding his grudge. So Tao ends up getting roped into doing, like, an event. Mm-hmm. And it's the running event, and we saw in earlier episodes, Tao cannot run at all. Like, he literally just can't. Like, he So Charlie, like, volunteers to do it for him, and then after, once he wins, because he's, like, this super fast runner, he confronts Ben, because Ben was in that race, and he was like, oh, are you obsessed with me? Like, why are you following me?
Yeah.
And Charlie really deals with that. He's like, you don't get to make me feel about crap because you hate yourself. Yep. I think that was the exact line, actually.
Yeah, pretty much.
Look at me quoting the show as if I've seen it more than once. Weird.
Can you believe that?
And oh my god, sorry, I lost my train of thought there. Sorry, I'm like kicking you under this table, and I've done it like 4 times.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you the silent treatment, I think.
Oh, like you've been doing all show. This is the least Ava has ever spoken on the radio.
I'm letting you take the reins on this synopsis.
I am the only one who can see the notes, so
that's true.
That's also part of
and
it.
And it's been a long time since I've watched season one. Mm-hmm. To be very frank.
See, it has for me too, but like it's just in my brain now. Like I can close my eyes and I can just watch the show. Oh my god. Anyways, so they sort that out. Tao and Elle explore all of her old classes, and they almost have a moment. Like, almost.
Almost.
But it does not happen, because that's happening in season 2.
Yep.
And then during the rugby game, Nick leaves the game mid-game, grabs Charlie's hand in front of literally everyone, and they walk to the thing, and he says, okay, are you ready? I need you to know that my life is way better.
That wasn't even an accent. That wasn't an accent.
I know, it wasn't British. I was just saying the line.
I was going to say, you got all ready.
Oh, I need you to know.
Oh, my gosh. No. I thought you were getting ready to do the
accent. You know what Aislinn said to me over text? She said, there's no recording of you actually doing the British thing good. That's crazy.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to
I
be
finally, recorded. Like, had a good British accent, and it wasn't recorded. Which is so sad.
It's because it was never meant to be.
It's okay. It's a bit mean stabbing your knife in me back, isn't it?
In it?
Anyways, so they get back together. Yay. And then they go to the beach and have a cute little beach montage.
Beach is cute. The beach is
this
cute.
This is a really romantic episode. Like, it is romance packed. And Alice Oseman actually makes an appearance in this one. She's like sitting on the train while they're in there.
Oh, I think I heard about that, but I didn't like catch on.
I remember when I saw her, I'm like, oh, it's Alice Oseman. Yeah, Same with like Jenny Han in like The Summer I Turned Pretty and in To All the Boys I've Loved Before. Mm. She's in those. Cool. And I always spot her. I'm like, there's Jenny Han.
It's like, where's Waldo?
And then at the end of the episode, it is so beautiful. This is where Nick comes out to his mom. Mm-hmm. And this was so moving for so many people.
So good.
And I remember hearing all the stories about how much that meant. And it's actually so sad, too, because the actor himself was outed.
Yes, Kate Connor, come on, people.
Like, people on TikTok were speculating and accusing him of so much that he ended up getting outed. And he never got to have that, like, little
moment.
Scene. So
get to have it.
That is so special to him.
Yeah.
And it's so sad, too. But, it was done so well. That part of the episode was literally, like, truly amazing. And that is where the show kind of concludes. And it concludes at that beautiful moment.
It's really good.
And that is season one. We're not going
into
season two.
We can't even get into season two.
Oh, what a series, though. Okay, yeah. I'm going to rank the episodes. I think seven is my favorite.
Okay.
I think seven is the best. And then three. Yeah. Three is the one where they kiss.
Yeah.
That's the party. Uh-uh. And then... Uh-uh. I think it goes to six for girls, and then, I'm backtracking. It goes to eight for boyfriend, and then six for girls, then five for friend, and then we're going to go to two for crush, then one for meet, and then four for secret, because I'm not a rugby fan. I like watching Nick play rugby. If you can't play rugby, just don't, you know?
Fan. Yeah.
Anyways, so.
A real sport.
We have about 10 minutes left.
Uh-oh.
We've been going nonstop without a break. We haven't done this yet. We've always had breaks, guess it was because we were so late.
Who needs a break?
So we have a couple of other topics. Some of them we already touched on, so we don't have to do.
Okay.
But we'll start with Ben Hope.
Ben Hope is a terrible
character. But the actor, Sebastian Croft, is literally, he's an attractive person, right?
Yeah.
So... what happened was, since there was such an attractive person playing this character, people were still editing him, but they were editing him as Ben Hope, praising him for that role.
Yes,
and we're like,
homophobic queen. You go, girl.
That's literally like what they were doing. They were taking clips from that and they were romanticizing it and stuff like that. And it's like, you cannot do that for this character. And it was so bad for a while, because I remember seeing it and I was like, literally, why? Like, you literally can't do that. And it was a big issue, and I can't remember, but all the larger creators started to be guys, this isn't okay, we can't do it. Yes, I know Sebastian's so attractive, but edit other clips you have of him.
Yeah.
Don't edit the Heartstopper clips like that,
it's
because
and more than just Heartstopper.
Yeah, there are other things you can work with.
Yep.
Anyways. There's also the scene in season two. So he's not working. He's not going to be in season three anymore, which actually, it makes me sad, but I understand why he's being, he's not in it anymore. Mm-hmm. They kind of finished his season and, his
arc.
Yeah, in season two, instead of dragging it out. Because originally he, in the books he is. But there's the scene where he apologizes to Charlie, and Charlie tells him, I don't need to forgive you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they put the rainbow graphics coming up to his feet.
Yes.
And all he has to do is step forward into the water of rainbow, and he can start to come to terms with himself, and he kind of inches to it, he's about to go, and then he walks away, and it
walks
is
away.
Like, It is such a powerful scene, and it's literally like there is just nothing that this like that this show does not do well. Like that yeah. scene is so unbelievably amazing. And I stand by that.
Yeah.
Like even like I hate him. I hate him more than anything. But that scene is so good.
It's kind of heartbreaking. It's like,
yeah,
who told you that you couldn't just like be yourself?
And like you hate the character too.
Yeah, but it's breaking your heart.
Yeah. Anyways, that is
Ben freaking Hope, people.
Ben Hope Hate Club. I'm in it. I hate I hate Ben Hope. Ben Hope in the books too is like so bad. In like
so annoying.
In Solitaire, which is the story about Tori. There's a scene and Ben just like beats the crap out of Charlie, like full on like punches him to a pulp almost. And Nick like literally beats the heck out of Ben after. But Ben was like, "Oh, you're spreading lies," and like he's not a good character in the books either. But thankfully, like they did cut that out for the show, so that's not going to be in the show anymore. But next in the notes, I have how the books translate to the show. So
it's pretty accurate
so far. So season one was books 1 and 2, and season 2 was only book 3. We haven't got to book 4 yet.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be books 3 and 4, but they really dragged out season 3, which I think is good though, because that means we're gonna get more seasons, which is what everybody ultimately wants. So the next one is gonna be really, really emotional though, because it really like dives deep into Charlie's eating disorder, which was seen in like the first few episodes, especially in episode 7. Like they really touched on that. But like it gets really bad and Charlie goes off to like the mental hospital, I think.
Yeah.
Is that where he goes?
I'm almost 100%
what's it
sure.
Called? I can't remember what it's called.
I don't know. But it's pretty much.
So he goes off to like the clinic ish and he stays there for a few months, and it's like it's really bad for Charlie, and it's like it shows that side of his and how like everything has affected him in that sense, which I think is also really helpful to include, because like they don't show a lot of that in TV where like a character is genuinely struggling like that. And like usually they pick one issue and they stick to it, but I like that this show goes by so many angles in the sense where it's like they show all the different sides of people rather than just, like, the beautiful side. And when they have, like, a fake, superficial, on-the-surface argument, like, the show really digs deep into your emotions, you know?
And it's really good that way because, like, I know I've watched a lot of shows, and the only problems that these characters have when they're sapphic or they're gay is problems with their relationships. Like, it's all they are. And it's so, like, Charlie's character is so much more than that. And it's really nice. It's like it's refreshing.
It is like this show is just there's just so many good things that I can say about the show, and that's like actually crazy to me. Like there's not a lot of shows that I can just like praise literally every part of it. Like there are a lot of shows that I like really really love.
And you can criticize it.
Yeah, but like I don't have a lot of notes.
Yeah.
Like it's just like overall it was done so well. Like, there's not, like, I can't change much with this, you know? So, I have, so the Nick and Charlie novella, which I have read. I don't think you've read that, no?
No.
It is so sad. If you want a good cry, read that one. Season 2, we're not going to go into season 2 because we literally have no time, but
we can go over. Like, who are we kidding? We're already over. Like, we could just talk the night away.
Dance the night away. I could. I always thought about that. Like I could just sit here and talk for hours. Yeah. Just,
and they don't know. Like they don't know when we started because we had to start late.
We started really late.
Guys, have some sympathy for us.
Oh my goodness.
I was so excited for
it. It was like later than late too, because when we originally thought that we were back on, that's when the music wasn't working. So we started later than when we had checked it.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. So
difficult.
Season 2, they play 7 by Taylor Swift, and that is my recap. That's the whole thing.
Okay.
Charlie gets really angsty and he stands up to Harry. Nick comes out to Imogen and other people in his life. They go to Paris. Charlie, Nick, and his dad have some issues.
Yeah.
Charlie faints in Paris because of his eating disorder, and Nick kind of starts to like be like, "How can I help him?"
Yeah.
And you get a lot of insight into Tara's relationship with her family and how homophobic her non-deserving, non-nice, not good person mother is. She is like, so terrible. And then did I say Tara? Darcy's family. Tara like figures that out. She like goes around her house to like look for her.
And she like,
because like Darcy she was gonna go missing. To prom. Yeah.
She just wasn't texting back.
We also get a new character, Sahar, who is lovely, and there's like a possible relationship, relationship with Imogen that was a little bit hinted at there, which I wonder how that's going to turn out. And season two talks a lot about Isaac and his like acceptance and his coming into like realization that he's probably asexual, which is like, I'm actually so glad that they put that in there because, like, that wasn't originally in the books. They added Isaac in. And I think that, it's so important. They're, like, they have representation for literally everything. Mm-hmm. And then they add in that. And it's, like, you got the set. Like, you have the starter pack here. Yeah. Like, okay, I think we covered everything but 2 points. Our last 2 points here, guys. So tune in.
Last 2 points, people.
Ooh, what a night. Then we have to walk home in the cold. Don't think about it. So Charlie's parents are absolutely insufferable, and I am their haters. And I don't care that they're parents and that they have to be parents. I don't like you, and that's a fact.
And that's a fact.
You're on my hit list, Mr. and Mrs. Spring. Actually, the dad's not so bad.
Yeah,
but like the mom just like hated Charlie for some reason. Like everything Charlie did, she was like, "I hate you." She didn't say that, but like
you could have.
That's what she was feeling. She didn't understand Charlie whatsoever.
Yeah,
and nothing Charlie could do was ever good enough. And granted, Charlie was slacking off in season two, but like she was so mean to him, and she was like, she just didn't know how to be that kind of support. You know,
that's so real though, like. I feel like I had the same thing with my mom. My mom was really supportive with me, like, and all the gay stuff. But she was like, "Oh, if you're not on top of your school stuff, like, blah, blah, blah."
It's like, would that be the same if it was like, if it was a different kind of like relationship too? Like, do you, like, I think back and it's like, would she have been that hard on Charlie if Charlie, like, if he wasn't dealing with like. With being in a relationship with Nick and being gay and everything, like, and having his eating disorder, like, would she have still treated Charlie the same way? Because I feel like she always kind of, like, viewed Charlie as, like, a burden to her. Like, she would, like, kind of bring that up a lot, and it would, like, kind of be like, oh my goodness, like, you're stressing me out, so I'm gonna, like, make your life worse, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think as a parent, too, like, you know, you see it, and I think it's well done here, like you want the best for your kid, but sometimes you're not taking the right steps or the steps that they need, you know what I mean?
It was like what you think is best rather than what he actually needed,
what he needs.
And
it's well done.
It is like, gosh, I do not like her. I'm not a fan. I get what she's doing, but no, not a fan.
Come on.
And I think it's like set up like that though. Like you're not supposed to like that character.
No, you're not supposed to hate her. Like you've got to see both angles of it. But
Anyways, the very last thing that we have on the agenda today, as our time, Aislinn. I'm not romanticizing the.
Not this time.
In any other show, yes, but Ben Hope is a no.
Big no.
The villains who, like, you know, like, go around murdering people and are super evil, maybe. But the villains who are, like, sexually assaulting people, uh-uh.
Right.
I do not support. Okay. I don't support.
I see where you stand. That's important.
Guys, I read a lot. Keep that in mind.
She reads a lot.
Anyways, the last thing I have on the agenda before we're going to call it a night is how we relate to the characters.
Yes, tell me about it.
So, when I took the quiz, I think I already told you. I can't even ask you to guess. But I got Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, me personally. I think it's because I'm a nerd. And so is
Charlie. I'm a nerd and so is Charlie.
Yes, that's my thing. I think I've taken it a few times, and I've always got Charlie. And the funny thing, too, was, like, this one time in grade 11, when it, like, had come out, I was, like, I took the quiz, and I got Charlie, and I was, like, oh, my God. And we were in math class, and Charlie's really good at math. I'm not, but, like, I'm still, okay. like, I'm a school whiz, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I do the work. Weapon.
Academic weapon. Mm-hmm. I'm on AIC, mm-hmm. Academic Council. Come mm-hmm. to our next mm-hmm. event. Do it.
Show
I dare
up,
you.
People.
Show up. Be there.
Yep. If you don't go to Laurier, show up anyways.
Yeah. We're open to all. Yep. We want you all to be happy all and inclusive. Have a good academic experience.
Yay.
Anyways, so the person in front of me was like captain of the rugby team, and she was one of my friends, and she took the quiz and she got Nick. And I was like, okay. Okay.
That's funny.
Rugby girl just got Nick, and school nerd just got Charlie. Like, coincidence?
I don't think so.
I remember thinking that was funny. Okay, who do you think though, Ava? Like, who do you
who,
think
who
you
am I?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's really hard.
I feel like you have Tao's humor. Like, I think
guess so, but I can't stand him. I can't stand him.
I don't know. I don't think you have all He's the traits bugging. Of Tao, but I definitely think that you have the humor.
Okay.
I don't think you have the attachment issues.
Like, I think so. I think I'm
maybe
a little more easygoing.
Maybe like
way.
A Darcy?
Yeah.
Like, I can... Darcy's got the humor, too. Yeah. Like, yeah. She's... The more I think about it, the more I see it. Oh, my That's God. Because so she's, like... She's so loving, and she's always there for everybody, but she's, like, the funny girl in the friend group, you know? She does her little voices. She likes vodka.
That's true.
Like,
That's true. Okay, we're getting a little too relatable.
Anyways, guys, so... Let's do a recap quick of tonight.
Recap.
So, we started a half an hour late, but we were here. It is Monday. It is now 11:34 p.m. and we are closing our show. Today's theme was Heartstopper. My name is Carissa. This is my friend Ava.
This is me. I'm Ava.
Hello, Ava.
Hi.
And I hope you guys, despite all of the trouble that we had today, I hope you guys enjoyed Heartstopper is a great show. Please watch it. Please support. It is a great community. Like, it is just, like, it is a wonderful thing to watch. And if you haven't seen it, like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a show that has LGBTQIA plus representation that hasn't been canceled yet. Can I say that? Hasn't been canceled. Do you know how many shows were canceled for representation?
Literally, I could pull up a list. They get one season and they're like, oh, never mind.
Yes. Okay. Let me just say... League of Their Own, the best freaking show ever. If you want, like, if you're a little bit sapphic, and canceled.
Wasn't like I Am Not Okay With This also
canceled. Sapphic and canceled.
You know, it wasn't canceled though.
What?
The German one of Young Royals. I think that one's still going on.
Is that one sapphic or like? Is that one the two guys?
That's the two guys.
See, those ones, I feel like, always get
further. They
don't
cancel them as much because it's like, oh, if the guy is hot, then we'll keep him on. And I'm like, that's not the point, guys. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not the point.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they had to cut Atypical short. Atypical wasn't all about Casey and Izzy, but they cut that short, I'm pretty sure. But, you know, it's nice. And then maybe we'll get Imogen and...
Oh my God, I really hope we do. Like, I'm rooting for them. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
I
love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you guys. Thanks for watching.
Drive safe. Have a wonderful night.
Have a wonderful night.
Bye, guys. Thank you so much for listening despite all of this chaos.
We're going to put on Orla Gartland to finish, or we're going to put on Dayglow, I think.
Which one do you want?
Dayglow.
Where is that?
It's at the bottom. It's at the bottom. You have to scroll down further. It'll be like orangey album cover.
Do you see?
It's that one.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, guys.